George Helani scored 2 half PPR points a game last year, the profile of a deep backup you would never draft, and yet this might be the most interesting last round running back in the range because the Seattle backfield just cracked wide open. Pick 224, running back 69, is the market pricing the depth role he had and ignoring the opening in front of him? The season on half PPR scoring 10 games, 22 carries for 73 yards, a couple of catches, 1 score, before a hamstring sent him to injured reserve for the stretch run. 2.0 points a game, deep reserve territory, the 4th or 5th option in a loaded room. There is no case to make from the production itself. Every ounce of interest here is about who is no longer standing in front of him.
The career is 2 quiet seasons as a Seattle special teamer and emergency back, undrafted out of Boise State, useful, unheralded, a body the staff trusts more than the box score suggests. Nothing in the file says featured runner, plenty in it says the coaches like him. The pattern beat has to abstain. 22 carries is not a sample any of our patterns can condition on in either direction. So we skip to the structural truth this whole episode turns on. Deep backfield value is almost entirely a function of the depth chart above it, and Seattle's depth chart just lost its top 2 backs in the same offseason.
Muffed! The situation is the opening, and it is a big one. Kenneth Walker left for Kansas City in free agency. The reigning Super Bowl MVP is simply gone. Zach Charbonnet tore his ACL in the divisional round in January, had surgery in February, and is expected to open the season on the reserve list with a late July checkup that will tell the real story per ESPN. Seattle drafted Jadarian Price at pick 32 to be the lead back, and the beat expects the rookie to start. But through all of spring practice, the coverage had Helani taking the most first-team running back reps of anyone in the room, with Emmanuel Wilson and Kenny McIntosh also competing. Brian Flory runs the offense now in for Clint Kubiak with a mandate to maintain exactly what won the title. For Helani specifically, the logic is simple. The fewer healthy bodies ahead of him when the season opens, the more a special teamer the staff already trusts gets a real look on early downs. The price? Running back 69 at pick 224. The slot paid 3.4 a game last season. He produced 2.0. Our verdict? Watch list. The production says fade. And on the production alone, we would. But a defending champion with its top 2 backs gone, a rookie easing into the pros, and Helani reportedly leading the early reps is a genuine early season opportunity at a last round price. The caveat is the calendar. If Charbonnet is healthy by September, or the rookie seizes the room outright, Helani is depth again by October. If the injury lingers into the fall, there are real early down and passing down snaps to be had for whoever is next in line.
Watch the late July Charbonnet checkup first. It decides how many touches are even available. Then the camp order among Helani, Wilson, and McIntosh, and how quickly Seattle is willing to trust a rookie with a real workload. 2 points a game says nothing about 2026. The depth chart says everything. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.